Gospel lesson this morning is from Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. Would you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, so she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfumes on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you."
"Tell me, teacher," he said.
"Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the biggest debt forgiven?" "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Would you bow your heads in prayer with me? We thank you, O Lord, for this time of worshiping and for us to hear your voice in the scriptures that we read and the message. We ask that may the Holy Spirit open our hearts, our ears, our minds, so that we can hear what you have to say to us today, and that we can take your words and practice it in our lives so that our lives will look more like you. We thank you so much for being here with us and ministering to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the scripture lesson that we read this morning, Jesus was invited to a home of a Pharisee named Simon for a dinner. And so Jesus is there, and in that culture, 2,000 years ago, when they ate on the floor with cushions like pillows. They recline on the pillows and they eat. So he's reclining, they're beginning to have dinner, and we are told that there is a woman in the town who heard the news that Jesus is at Simon's house. And so she comes uninvited. And so coming uninvited, if that's not the worst, she comes in, she stands by Jesus' feet, and she starts weeping. She starts weeping and crying with her tears falling down. Talk about party crasher. You know, they're gathered around a dinner table trying to eat, and this woman who wasn't even invited comes in and starts weeping at a dinner table. You know, I mean, would you feel comfortable eating your meal? She starts weeping and the tears fall to Jesus' feet, and then she starts wiping Jesus' feet with her hair, her long hair. And then she's kissing his feet. As all other guests are watching this happening, they're beginning to murmur to each other. What is she doing here? What is she doing? Oh my God, did you see her? She's kissing his feet? Why? Does he know what kind of woman she is? She's a sinner, and he's letting her not only touch his feet, but he's letting her kiss his feet and wipe his feet with her hair? What's going on? So there is that little murmuring going on. And Simon also agrees with the people. You know, I thought he was a prophet. I invited him because apparently he's beginning to get very famous. A lot of people are following him, and I thought he was a prophet. And if he's a prophet, he should know who is touching his feet. And you know the law. If an unclean person touches you, then you also become unclean. Right? So doesn't he know that? She is an unclean person because she's a sinner. She's got a past. Very shady past. So they're talking. Jesus knows what's going on. Jesus can hear. So Jesus put a question to Simon. Simon, I have a question for you. There was two person who owed this man some money. The one person A, owed $50,000. Person B only owed $5,000. Neither of them had the money to pay the debt. And see, in those days, if you couldn't pay the debt, what happens is the debt owner can charge you, and that you could be locked up in prison until you could pay. Instead of throwing them into jail, the debt owner decides to forgive them. And so Jesus asks, so which of them will love the debt owner more? And what does Simon say? Simon says, well, the one with bigger debt obviously will love the debt owner more because he was forgiven a lot more. And Jesus says, yeah, you got that right. See, this woman, she's doing what she's doing because all of her shady past had been forgiven, lifted up her shoulder, and she is coming, doing what she's doing out of gratitude. And you, sir, what did you do for me? Jesus says, I came in, you didn't give me water for my feet. I came in, you didn't even kiss me. I came in, you didn't even give me any oil to anoint my head. See, in that culture, here's how people are greeted when they come to your house. The customary greeting was a kiss, not as an expression of affection, but simply as a polite acknowledgement of the guest's arrival. If your guest was a person of equal social rank, the host would kiss him on the cheek. If the guest was deemed higher, if the guest was higher or more respected than you are, or like a child greeting their elders, or a student or disciple greeting their rabbi, they will kiss them on their hands. See, that's the custom. So remember when Jesus was being betrayed by Judas? Judas comes up and he was betrayed by a kiss. Remember that? You remember where Judas kissed Jesus? On the cheek. See, when Judas came up to Jesus, kissed him on the cheek, first of all, it was letting Jesus know that you are no longer my teacher, my rabbi. See, Judas kissing Jesus would have been the hand, was what was appropriate. So when Jesus came in, Simon did not greet Jesus with the kiss. In effect, to not give this greeting was to ignore him. It was as if I invite Frank and John over to my house for dinner, and 6 o'clock they come in. You know, I just leave the door open, so they think that, oh, door's open, so maybe I'll just come in. So they come in, knock, knock, and hello, let us know. But then Dan and I, we are sitting in the living room watching TV, and they're coming in, and we're not like, okay, come on in, and we're not even getting up out of our chair. Is that a being a good host? See, not giving kiss is kind of sort of like that. You are not welcoming them into your home. Also, whenever guests arrive, washing feet was always a mandatory, especially before a meal. If the guest was of a high status, then what they do is the host, in this case Simon, will kneel down and wash the feet of the guest. If the guest was not that special, then Simon will let one of his servants wash the feet. But anybody, everyone who comes in for dinner, they get water to wash their feet. So when Jesus came in and he didn't even offer water to wash his feet, what does that tell you? Okay, Jesus is not being esteemed as an important guest. You could sit wherever you want, I don't care. See, that's the kind of attitude that comes through not offering water. And then a thoughtful host would give his guests some olive oil for anointing, though this was somewhat optional. With the very warm climate and a scarcity of deodorant, such a gesture was particularly refreshing. After you've been out and about all day and sweating, an oil would kind of make you smell a little better. So Jesus arrives at Simon's house. He didn't get any of those hospitality treatments. And here is this woman, dubbed as the sinful woman, comes in. With her tears, she wets the feet of Jesus and wipes it with her hair. She keeps kissing his feet. And then she bought a jar of alabaster jar of perfume. She breaks it open,
pours it on Jesus' feet. Today's story shows two very different responses to one person, Jesus. Jesus is the same person, but he gets two different treatment. See, I think this kind of shows our humanness. We tend to treat others. We have very different hospitality method depending on the person. We are very good at having scales or system or classes or levels in which we place everybody around us. We have scales for just about everything, rating people accordingly. We rate people on proximity, those who are close to us versus those who are far away from us. Obviously, those who are close to us are more important to us than those who are far away or those we think that we don't know. We rate people economically. The haves are on top. The have-nots are on the bottom in the order of importance. Socially, geographically, racially, theologically, politically, the list goes on. See, for humans, it's easy, depending on the similarity and the familiarity, we categorize people. And depending on how we categorize them, we welcome them with open arms, huge smiles, a big hug, or we just say, you could sit wherever you want. For those who we deem important, we show extravagant hospitality. For those not so important to us, like Simon did to Jesus, we don't even care whether they come or go. After all, he's just a poor rabbi from way out in the boondocks. I don't know why Simon invited Jesus to his house in the first place. Maybe he just wanted to find out who this person is, as everybody's been talking about him. However, Jesus' hospitality is different from ours. Jesus welcomed this sinful woman to minister to him, just as he welcomed this Simon the Pharisee to serve him dinner. Jesus says something about love how love is connected to hospitality. Jesus says, because this woman received much forgiveness and because she loves much, that's why she is pouring out her heart on Jesus' feet. Whereas Simon, you didn't receive that much forgiveness, for you are a good guy. You worship God and you live so religiously. You didn't do anything bad. No one will pick out a fault in you. You are that good. But Jesus sees right through it, and Jesus sees that Simon is proud. He is so proud that he begins to judge everyone around him. Oh, she is bad. She's got a shady past. She's done some bad things. And so he judges her. And he ranks her according to his own system. Right? That's why when she came in, she said, if Jesus knew who she was, he would not let her touch him. In the Catholic Church, you know that they have their seven deadly sins. The small group, we just studied this last Tuesday. There are seven deadly sins, and of the seven deadly sins, you know which is the worst? Which one?
Pride.
Pride is the worst because, see, this is what pride does. It kind of puts ourselves up higher than other people, and we start judging other people. And then we start treating other people worse than I would treat myself. So who needed forgiveness? Who needed forgiveness? Both of them needed forgiveness. And Jesus offers forgiveness to both of them. If we are the followers of Jesus Christ, that means we do what Jesus exemplified for us. So it means that we love everybody regardless, and we show hospitality to everyone regardless. So if that's how we are to offer hospitality to everybody and anybody, just because Jesus calls us to love them, who in your life do you need to be hospitable to? Or who in our world do we need to be hospitable to? If we are a church that follows Jesus, if we are a church called to be hospitable to all of God's children, who are the people that is missing among us? Who are the people that we have to reach out? Who are the people we have to show welcome? What our human condition is, or what we do as humans, sometimes we can't just excuse ourselves that, well, this is what we do. No, Jesus calls us to do more or be better than who we are. Welcoming all of God's children into our midst, loving everyone the way Jesus welcomed and loved. I pray that all of us will follow in Jesus' footsteps and welcome and love everyone regardless. So no more levels, no more standards, but loving everyone all the same. And as we do, may God's kingdom will continue to expand in our midst. Amen.